Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Now, social media sells, and selling is what your business on eBay is all about, we assume. But it's not enough just to get people talking about your brand. You need to understand the emotions behind what they're saying to figure out what drives them to post and ultimately to purchase. And here now to share her take on sentiment and social selling is marketing futurist Marcia Collier. She's the best-selling author of the eBay for Dummies and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C, and she's hobbling around her house on a scooter because she has a broken foot.
Exactly, and before you ask her the first question, Marcia, darling, when somebody says to you, when you say to somebody, I'm going away for a wonderful ski vacation, and they say, have a ball, break a leg, you're not supposed to take that literally.
Yeah, you can't put weight on a leg. I'm not going to tell you how horrible it is, but I have to tell you that Google Photos showed me just a minute ago. 17 years ago today, I was on CBS morning show promoting eBay for Dummies.
Wow. And look how far down you've come now. You're on our show now.
Well,
Marcia.
Any news is good news. That's
yeah, I know. But, you know, it's been around that long, and I'm so happy and proud of all the sellers who write to me and everything. And it just, it's such a great community.
It is.
So, Marcia, why do you say that success on eBay is driven by passion?
Well, a lot of people have been writing to me and saying, well, you know, my business isn't going that great, and but I'm making a living, but, you know, I'm not meeting goals. And, you know, goals are what you do when you're trying to build a huge business. And, yeah, we all want to improve the size of our business, but what I've always said about eBay sellers, it's a passion. It's something you enjoy doing. What a thrill you get when you find something and you sell it for a nice, healthy profit on eBay.
Yeah.
This is it's something that's a passion. You can do it with your family. You don't have, it's not a grind. It's not a hustle. It can be your passion. And if you do it right, you'll understand how to do it and just have a great income for the rest of your life.
I love it when somebody starts out selling something they're passionate about, okay? And then they run out of them. The supplier has them no longer. Now they have to switch to a different project, a different product. So you know what the passion becomes then? Entrepreneurialism.
No. That's right.
See, if you have a passion for being an entrepreneur, honey, you can sell almost anything.
Exactly. But it doesn't have to be, you know, taking over your entire life. An eBay store, you know what time you're going to ship, you know what time you want to list, you plan it all, and you plan it around your family and your friends, and it can be a benefit to your life.
So it's a passion for independence.
That's right.
That'll do it every time.
Well, I'm sold. I got to go sell something.
Let's do it. So how do you decide what to sell?
Well, that goes back to your passion, and now, like what you said, Lee. I mean, I was into photography. I was one of the first people to bring those photo tents onto eBay. And I imported them from China 10 years ago. And it would come on a pallet on a ship from the docks. And I mean, what a to-do. I mean, I was so excited. I thought, whoa, I'm big time here. But, you know, I didn't want to be any bigger time than I was because I was making a good living, put my daughter through college. Decide, first of all, your passion. If you have access to something that's a good seller and you can make a profit on it, buy a little bit and see how it goes. Maybe there are too many people selling the item. But most of all, the passion. I'll never forget Griff and his Hawaiian shirts. I mean,
yeah.
You know Hawaiian shirts like nobody's business. And there's somebody else that I know on eBay who knows trains. And, you know, there are a lot of train fanatics.
That's true.
Find your passion. When you think nobody else is doing it or nobody else cares about it, just search for it on eBay, and you'll be surprised that there are people who, especially if it's not a very commonplace hobby, people will be looking on eBay for these items. And you can tell just by looking at the sales, you know, after you do your search. See if they've sold, see what they've sold for, and you can find things to buy and sell.
So what you're saying is it's not impossible. You can still do this.
Yeah. I mean, I've been very busy lately, and I haven't been able to list a ton of stuff, although I have my item room ready for when I have a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm still shipping 3 days a week. I mean, I'm not selling a lot of big stuff, but I am absolutely making a profit.
It has to be a little bit of a challenge because you do a lot of traveling.
I do, and I shut down my eBay store, which, once you do that, you lose your position in search. So when you open it back up, you got to list a couple of items and show the eBay machine learning that you care and you're back in the game.
Yeah.
And son of a gun, I reopen my store and I'll have 4 items to ship in a couple days.
So you talk about social selling, but let's talk a little bit about that in detail. How can I build my eBay sales using something like Twitter and Facebook, and how are they different?
Well, they are definitely different. Facebook is mainly for friends, and yeah, there are eBay groups on there, and sharing with the eBay groups is great because, let's face it, eBay sellers are buyers as well.
Yeah.
And don't throw everything you have for sale up on Facebook because, again, Facebook is people want to know about you. They want to know what's going on in your life. So it's far more personal. And on Twitter, don't use the auto post. Make it something interesting. If you sell costume jewelry, post stories throughout the week about costume jewelry. You can do a Google search for costume jewelry. Click on news. There's going to be news articles. Share those on Twitter. So you're drawing in an audience on a theme, the theme that ties in with your item. So maybe once a week. And I know you want to promote everything you've got all at once. But if you couch your promotions into interesting stories where you've drawn people in and they've become interested, and this part works on Facebook too, just post it. You know, I came across this week. Is this amazing? I've just listed it on eBay. And personalize it. Don't use canned responses.
You know, we get a lot of phone calls here about, they'll say to us, well, we've got a lot of people watching, but nobody buys. When you've got people watching a fixed price listing, how do you stimulate them to buy?
Easy. You lower the price. Just lower it a dollar. Lower it to, you know, depend on the price of the item. Because then eBay sends out an email to the people who are watching it, which I didn't know. But I've tested it and proven it, that if I lower the price and people are really interested in it, I will be able to sell it within a week. It's not magic. It works.
That's a good thing to know. So tell us more about sentiment, because we talked about that in promoting this segment. Sentiment in social media, how exactly does that work to a seller's benefit?
Okay. So here's the key to sentiment. And you know I post a lot on social media.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes when I'm writing my post, I will backspace if I've used negative-sounding words.
Oh.
Now, this doesn't mean that you're cursing or caring. Just a negative tone to what you're saying.
Oh.
Like, I saw a bunch of Hawaiian shirts at the store, and most of them were garbage. But this one was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've started off with a negative intonation. Staying positive, a better post would be, out of all the Hawaiian shirts I've been looking for my store, this one was fabulous.
Yeah.
See the difference between the two?
Yeah, you're not disparaging other merchandise just to promote yours.
Exactly, and that works in your eBay description, too.
Works in your life, too.
Boy, does it ever.
It really does.
So, no one wants to be around an Eeyore forever.
No.
And speaking of, Griff, I want to congratulate you. I know you had a life thing happen, and it's great to see, and I loved your posts on Facebook.
Thank you.
You know, I want to say something about that, but I'm going to wait till a little later on in the show, because I have a lot to talk about. We all have friends that we are special friends that we get together with for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't, we talk on the phone.
And when one of them passes, it is a horrifying thing, and nobody talks about that, really.
Yeah.
When a friend that's part of a foursome, when John got sick, we were looking at Rob and Elaine, and John and I were a foursome for all those years, and that was part of our grieving. It was that if he was going to die, we were going to lose our euchre partner and our
Well, you know what? You know, when I go back to eBay being a passion, in times when I've had troubles, in times when I went through divorces, I've been doing this for a long time, eBay was always there. I could go back to eBay and list items and busy my mind with things. And when items sell, it's a much more powerful force than getting dragged down into misery. And yeah, like you say, Griff, about sentiment, if you can turn lemons into lemonade, you're making your life so much better.
It's the key to success, isn't it? Being able to do that.
It is. Look at everything with a positive. If something isn't selling, take a good hard look at your listing and figure out what's wrong with it. There's often something that you can easily see, you know. And if you have to lower the price, sometimes you just have to get rid of stuff. It's not going to sell for $39.99. It's just not.
So, Marcia, what's your number one recommendation to sellers who want to market their items or store on social media?
Build your audience. Like I said about the costume jewelry seller, use an app like Buffer, which doesn't cost you much. Or doesn't cost anything. They have a free level. Search for the news stories on costume jewelry. Share things that people would be interested in, especially photos.
And you know what, Marcia Collier? We're always interested in you coming on this show. Thank you.
Your segments are too short. Thank you, Marcia. This segment was brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the easy way to source. Up next, eBay's new guaranteed delivery. When we come back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.